Good morning. High pressure bringing us a mainly clear and chilly start to the day again today across interior New York and New England. We are getting reports of some locally dense fog in spots, so be aware of that as you head out the front door this morning. Though we'll have lots of sunshine through the morning and the fog will dissipate, and this afternoon temperatures will rise quickly back through the 50s and on into the lower and mid-60s for afternoon highs. The high pressure center will slide away from us and off the eastern seaboard, opening the door for a storm system to come through from the west. It'll move through in at least a couple of different phases, the first one being a front approaching from the west tonight. Clouds will be on the increase and rain will develop during the overnight period and toward tomorrow morning. Low temperatures will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. With the front moving through during the day tomorrow, a steadier rain in the morning, then mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers, perhaps a couple of thunderstorms with heavier bursts of rain during the afternoon. Highs will go up into the mid-60s once again. We'll dry things out behind the front for Friday night, but the upper level part of this system will have the weekend to move through. Right now, it looks like a few scattered showers are likely on Saturday, with a mix of sun and clouds otherwise, and temperatures in the lower 60s. And we'll go with a drying trend on Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the 50s. If the upper level part of the disturbance takes a little longer to move through, we may have to put a few showers in the forecast for Sunday afternoon as well. Either way, we'll dry things out on Monday and into Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower to mid-60s before the next chance of showers arrives on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of the upper Ohio Valley, mid-Atlantic, and Carolinas. Daytime heating combined with strong forcing could be sufficient to yield an increase in coverage and intensity of a convective line along and just ahead of a cold front this afternoon. Deep layer flow fields will be rather strong, which would support a risk for isolated damaging winds and perhaps a brief tornado. And a powerful storm system is moving through the upper Midwest and creating strong winds across much of the northern and central plains. Numerous high wind warnings and wind advisories are in effect from Montana through Kansas. Winds topping 60 miles per hour could cause blowing dust, localized power outages, and quickly spreading wildfires through tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Aguadilla, Puerto Rico at 8:50 a.m. yesterday. The last report of hail was at Wakinawa, Japan at 1:24 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a southwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/4 mile visibility and fog, 38 degrees, the dew point 38, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 11 at Seneca, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low, 31, the average temperature, 46, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 95 hundredths for the month and 29.62 inches for the year. There were 19 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 216, that's 6 below normal, and 344 for the season, which is 45 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 39, the record high, 82, set in 1968, and the record low, 22, in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:07 p.m. 10 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain developing by morning and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain developing by morning and lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds this evening with rain developing overnight and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Increasing clouds this evening with rain developing overnight and lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with rain developing by morning and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain, then mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs in the middle to upper 60s. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a shower, lower 60s. Upper 50s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Partly sunny, milder Monday and Tuesday, mid-60s, and a chance of showers on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.